Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be 1923 and 1924 recordings of Jelly Roll Morton. The connection between Jelly Roll Morton and Bix is somewhat tenuous, but there is a report that in July of 1923 in Richmond, Indiana, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings made a recording, and Don Murray was asked to be present for that recording session, and he invited Bix to go to Richmond for the recording session. At that particular time, the Melrose brothers had hired Jelly Roll Morton, and on July 17 and 18, 1923, Jelly Roll Morton joined the New Orleans Rhythm King musicians for a couple of recording sessions, and Don Murray and Bix may have been present there at the time. As I indicated, what I want to do is play a bunch of recordings from 1923-1924 by Jelly Roll Morton, either his bands or as piano solos. Now, the most useful information about Jelly Roll Morton in the internet is found in a website which is drjazz.co.uk. Really comprehensive information, discographies, photographs, all kinds of material. And I would like to provide you information about the date of birth of Jelly Roll Morton, which is really a controversial subject, but apparently Professor Lawrence Goshi and Dr. Charles Holland, archivist, sent details of an entry from the baptismal register of St. Joseph Church, which records that Ferdinand Joseph Lemotte, L-E-M-O-T-T, was born on 20th of October 1890 and baptized on 25th April 1891. His parents were Edward Lemotte, L-E-M-O-T-T, and Louise Monette, M-O-N-E-T-T. And his godmother was Eulalie Ecaud, H-E-C-A-U-D. Of course, there are other birth dates assigned to Jelly Roll Morton, but apparently this one that I just mentioned is probably the most reliable. There's also questions about his name. Was it Lamothe, L-A-M-O-T-T, Lamothe, L-A-M-O-T-H-E, Lamothe, L-A-M-E-N-T-H-E. But I think the one that I mentioned is probably the correct one. Louise Monet married William Mouton in 1894, and Jelly Roll took up his stepfather's name, Mouton, and then eventually became Morton. The first two recordings that I want to play, Jelly Roll Martin, M-A-R-T-O-N, and his orchestra were recorded in Chicago, Illinois. The New York Recording Laboratories in June of 1923, and were issued on the Paramount 1200. The first number I want to play is Big Fat Ham, and I will follow that with Muddy Water Blues. The musicians in the band are Tommy Ladner or Bernie Young on cornet, Roy Palmer on trombone, William Towns or Arnett Nelson or Horace Eubanks on clarinet, Charles Harris or Paul Stomp Evans on alto sax, Jelly Roll Morton piano, Jasper Taylor on woodblocks. And the two tunes that I want to play, I think I mentioned them already, Big Fat Ham and Muddy Waters, were composed by Jelly Roll Morton. So let's listen then to Jelly Roll Morton and his orchestra, June 1923.
Thank you.
I forgot to specify that the two recordings that I just played were the first ever recordings by Jelly Roll Morton. Now I want to go to a couple of piano solos. Again, two compositions by Jelly Roll Morton himself. This time these were recorded at the Jeanette Recording Studios on South 1st and A Streets in Richmond, Indiana. The recording engineer was Ezra C. A. Wickmeyer, and he's the same recording engineer that recorded the Wolverines a year later. This is from July 17th, 1923. And first, I'll play King Porter, and in parentheses it says a stomp. It's all normally known as King Porter Stomp. And then I will play New Orleans Joys. In fact, the Jeanette record label 5289-B says King Porter, parentheses, a stomp, and then parentheses Morton, the composer, and then third parentheses Jelly Roll parentheses Morton piano solo. So let's listen then to a couple of piano solos, two compositions by Jelly Roll Morton, King Porter, a stomp, and New Orleans Joys. Thank you. I'm doing this in chronological order, so I would like to move now to July 17th, 1923. This is the date that presumably Bix went to the Jeanette recording studios in Richmond, Indiana, with Don Murray, and the New Orleans Rhythm Kings were there, and they recorded the two numbers. First, Clarinet Marmalade, and here the credit is given to Shields, and then Mr. Jelly Lord, credit for composition given to Morton. It is interesting that the record label of Jeanette 5220A has the following information: Mr. Jelly Lord, parentheses, Blues dash Joys. Under that, parentheses, Morton, and then New Orleans Rhythm Kings. So let's listen then to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings with Jelly Roll Morton and Paul Mares on cornet, George Brunis on trombone, Leon Ropolo clarinet, Jack Pettis C melody, Glenn Scoville alto sax, tenor sax, Don Murray tenor sax, Jelly Roll Morton piano, and perhaps Bob Gillette on banjo, Chink Martin on brass bass, Ben Pollack on drums. New Orleans Rhythm Kings with Jelly Roll Morton, July 17, 1923. Thank you. recordings that I just played are supposedly the first recordings where black and jazz musicians played together in a recording studio. Let's continue with the music, and we now have Jelly Roll Morton's Jazz Band. In October 1923, the General Phonograph Corporation in Chicago, Illinois, and the two numbers that were recorded on that day were Someday Sweetheart, composed by Jesse Spikes, and London Blues, composed by Jelly Roll Morton. These were issued as OK 8105 A and B. The members of the jazz band are Nettie Dominick on cornet, Zoo Robertson on trombone, Horace Eubanks on clarinet, Jelly Roll Morton on piano, and probably W.E. Buddy Burton on drums. And you will notice that the composition of the band is exactly the same as that of the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1917-1918. Cornet, trombone, clarinet, piano, drums. So here is Jelly Roll Morton's Jazz Band, Someday Sweetheart, London Blues, October 1923. Thank you. The next two recordings that I want to play are rather weird. First one is from April 1924 at the Rodel Heaver Recording Laboratories in Chicago, Illinois. It is Mr. Jelly Lord, a composition by Jelly Roll Morton, issued on Paramount 20332A. And this is Jelly Roll Morton's Steamboat 4, and the 4 are Memphis, quote-unquote, Combe, Jack Russell, Kazoo, Boyd Center, Clarinet, Jelly Roll Morton, Piano. I will follow that with another recording made also in April 1924 in the same laboratories in Chicago. But these are Jelly Roll Morton's Stumps Kings. And the number that I want to play is Steady Roll, composed by Stitzel. The members of this of the Stumps Kings are Memphis, again, quote-unquote, on Combe, Russell Center, Kazoo, Jack Russell, Kazoo, Boyd Center, Kazoo, Banjo. I didn't know that Boyd Center played banjo. I know him, of course, as a clarinet player. I'll take a look at who these other guys are. Memphis, quote-unquote, on Combe, and Russell Center, maybe Boyd Center's brother. And this particular recording, Steady Roll, composed by Stitzel, appears to be the only known recording session in which Morton took no active participation despite the records being issued under his name. That is a quote from the Dr. Jazz website. So let's listen then to two rather unusual, if not weird, recordings. First, Jelly Roll Morton's Steamboat 4, Mr. Jelly Roll. Then Jelly Roll Morton's Stumps Kings, Steady Roll, April 1924.
Thank you.
Boyd Center was indeed a multi-instrumentalist. He played clarinet, saxophone, trumpet, kazoo, piano, banjo, piano accordion. And Jack Russell played kazoo and piano, made several recordings with the Boyd Center. And I would like to call attention to one recording by Boyd Center and his Zobo Kazoos. Boyd Center, Russell Center, Jack Russell, all playing kazoo in Chicago in 1924. Alright, let's wind up the Jelly Roll Morton program with the two recordings from September of 1924 made at Marsh Recording Laboratories in Chicago, Illinois. First, Fishtail Blues, composition by Morton and Collins, and then High Society, composition by Palmer. These were released on Autograph 606 A and B. The Kings of Jazz are Lee Collins on cornet, an unknown cornet or trumpet. There is Roy Palmer on trombone, Balls Ball on clarinet, Alex Poole alto sax, and Jelly Roll Morton on piano. Let's listen then to Jelly Roll Morton's Kings of Jazz, Fishtail Blues, High Society, September 1924. Thank you. Hope you have enjoyed these recordings of Jelly Roll Morton in 1923-1924. In a future program, I will play some of the recordings from 1926-1927, which I like a lot. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.